What's up, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, the Alpha Dog AJ Laster, and today we're about to get brutal. And I would like you to join me in this fatal journey. The show is sponsored by Anchor, the best way to start a podcast. Now, without further ado, without any interruptions, let's get started. A couple days ago, I did a YouTuber profile on the YouTuber Devil Artemis and pretty much how funny his shit is. But today, we're going to talk about a different kind of YouTube video. Most people know that YouTube is one of the places to actually show movie trailers that people are looking forward to seeing. They showed one yesterday for the Cruella de Vil origin movie for Disney. They got Rey and the Last Dragon and a whole bunch of video game trailers that they've been airing for the past couple days. Especially Resident Evil 8 Village, which I intend on getting when it comes out. But today is very special because one of my favorite video games is getting a much deserved reboot. And I'm talking about Mortal Kombat. Now, most people are thinking, why reboot a movie that actually failed? Well, let me set this straight for you. The first movie, the first Mortal Kombat, actually did very damn good. I mean, hell, it was so damn good that it actually warranted a sequel. But the sequel itself, Mortal Kombat Armageddon, which is a movie that I'm more familiar with because at the time I had not seen the original movie. Now, the Mortal Kombat games have been out since the 90s. And, of course, it sparked a whole bunch of controversy, you know, with the blood and decapitation and the killings and everything else, you know, the fatalities. And that's how we ended up with the ESRP, the game's rating system. What games are meant for kids, what games are meant for adults, and what games are meant for everyone else. Now, the movies, the first movie didn't show too much, you know, fatalities. The second one, like I said, it failed to heed expectations. So it's been a long while since a Mortal Kombat movie had been in theaters. Since then, they've done numerous video games, which, by the way, my favorite one will always be Armageddon. Well, right next to, you know, Mortal Kombat 11. I have seen the Mortal Kombat Legends live action series on YouTube. It's not as good, but it's all right. Now, but of course, the other one that I remember, they did release a Mortal Kombat movie last year during the pandemic, which is Mortal Kombat Legends Scorpion's Revenge, which is a retelling of the original Mortal Kombat, you know, with, you know, Hanzo becoming Scorpion to get revenge for the Shirai Ryu. Now, that was a damn good movie. That's a damn good origin story for Hanzo Hasashi, better known to us as Scorpion. But we didn't know his real name until Mortal Kombat X, when we found out what his real name was. And in this new movie, Haruyuki Sanada will portray Hanzo Hasashi, and I actually watched the trailer earlier today, and my God, it's fucking awesome. When I watched it, it felt like I felt like a kid again. At the beginning, they showed Jax in this building. They were hunting down a criminal in Brazil. They come across Sub-Zero, who takes out Jax. Now, we all know we all seen in Mortal Kombat 2011 how Jax lost his arms. Ermac. Of course. But in this, they decide to tweak it a bit. Make it where Sub-Zero, but I do believe that this Sub-Zero is not the one we're used to. This version of Sub-Zero is Bi-Han. The original Sub-Zero is what I believe. He first freezes Jax's gun and then breaks it and then freezes Jax's arms and, you know, blows him up, making him armless. And then we're introduced to Cole, who is a who is this new original character. Yes, they actually, the only reason they did this, they only did this because, you know, Mortal Kombat's got a habit of adding new characters to their games. I mean, hell, do you remember Moloch? The little fucking troll-like dude whose weapon was a fucking rock? Or how about Onaga, the Dragon King, or Blaze, the lava deity? Like, oh my fucking god. But anyway, Cole is an original character for this movie. And he'll be played by Louis Tan. I've never heard of him before, but I'm pretty sure he's a pretty damn good actor. Yeah, he'll play Cole, a down-on-his-luck MMA fighter who has a specific mark that looks like a birthmark, but he has been chosen to take part in the Outworld tournament known as Mortal Kombat. And I watched the trailer breakdown for this, and, when it showed Hanzo taking on these, the Sub-Zero guys, the Lin Kuei, taking on the Lin Kuei, sorry, I just remember the name, taking on members of the Lin Kuei, and, it turns out that that scene that they showed, according to the director, Dennis McCoy, he has said that that is how the movie starts. With an origin of how Hanzo became Scorpion. And I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for it, and I was right. The Sub-Zero we're getting in this movie is not Kuai Liang, but it is Bi-Han, who will eventually become Noob Saibot. Now, I saw a bunch of, they introduced all the characters in this movie. We saw glimpses of other characters. I had to take a quick glimpse. I saw Shang Tsung. I saw fucking Goro. Yes, Goro is back in this shit. They will have Melina. Yes, the abomination version of Kitana. And I'm pretty sure Kitana's going to be in this too, but they haven't announced anything yet. They have announced that Nitara and Cabal is in it. I haven't seen them in the trailer, but I'm pretty sure they're in it. We already know Sonya is in it because she introduced herself. Jax, because we saw him at the beginning. Because he's the guy I just said he got his fucking arms blown off. Kano. Yes, Kano is in this, except he doesn't have his metal eye, but he does still have the eye laser, which is pretty fucking awesome. But one thing they didn't say that the director didn't say was the fact that fucking Reptile is in this shit. Yes, fucking reptile. And he actually looks like a giant fucking lizard man. And there's also a shout out to fucking Shao Kahn. And in the trailer, if you'll see a moment of a monument to Shao Kahn. But we don't know if he's going to be in the movie. But we also, but here's the thing, I also saw Kung Lao and Liu Kang. Now, you may recognize Liu Kang as the kid who played, as the guy who played the Black Ranger in the Power Rangers reboot movie. Now, from what I hear, this guy, yeah, he played Zack Taylor in the Power Rangers reboot. And he was actually pretty good. Because it showed off his martial arts skills. But he's got a chance to shine in this. He gets to play the somewhat hero of the Mortal Kombat series. Now, not much is known about the actual plot other than from what the Wikipedia page says. Because it said on the Wikipedia page, because I'm actually on it right now, says a washed-up mixed martial arts fighter named Cole Young, he's the new character, is unaware of his hidden lineage or why he is being hunted down by Sub-Zero of the Lin Kuei clan of assassins. Of course, concerned for the safety of his family, he seeks out a clique of fighters who were chosen to defend Earthrealm in a high-stakes battle against the forces of Outworld. That's the only thing we know about it. But it does have an official release date. I'm actually looking forward to April 16th. Because April 16th is the official release date for this fucking movie. Now, I didn't get to play the original Mortal Kombat games. I didn't get to play Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 3, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 when they re-added fucking Scorpion to it. I never got to play Mortal Kombat 4, Mortal Kombat Gold. I started playing Mortal Kombat when Mortal Kombat Deception came out on the PlayStation 2. And then Deadly Alliance. That's right. Deadly Alliance was the first one I played. Then I played Mortal Kombat Deception. And then my personal favorite game, Mortal Kombat Armageddon, because I actually had the fucking steelbook cover of the fucking game for the PlayStation 2, because it was given to me by a friend. I actually created my own fucking fighter on there, and he actually kicked ass. And then the Mortal Kombat reboot, which is the video game reboot, not the movie reboot that I'm actually talking about here. I actually played it, and for some odd fucking reason, they had fucking Freddy Krueger in it. Like, does Freddy Krueger really fit into the world of Mortal Kombat? Well, apparently, the game's creator, Ed Boon, actually thought it was a good idea, but they also added God of War's Kratos. Yes, Kratos from the God of War series is actually in the Mortal Kombat reboot. And he actually fits in there because he could actually kill somebody with those fucking gauntlets of his. And his fucking chains. And believe me, can you imagine if the Kratos from the God of War reboot, well, God of War 4, God of War reboot, however you want to call it, can you imagine if he was put in today's Mortal Kombat games? He would decimate. This isn't the Greek god Kratos I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Norse god Kratos. The guy who took on fucking Norse mythology gods. Who will be the subject of the next fucking... which will be the subject of the next fucking game. Which I do believe will be called God of War Ragnarok. Now, being a Norse pagan myself, I'm actually looking forward to this fucking game. I still have to finish the fourth God of War game on the PS4 because I actually own both game systems, and I'll beat it. I hope I can beat it before God of War Ragnarok comes out, Now, most people are saying, oh, the game's not going to come out till next year. I have faith in Santa Monica Studios that this game will be out this year. Now, back to the subject at hand. I played Mortal Kombat 2011, and I actually enjoyed it a little bit because it had Scarlet, the original Scarlet. I didn't get Mortal Kombat 10 until about 2 years after it came out, but I ended up getting not just regular Mortal Kombat. I got Mortal Kombat XL, which is the deluxe, the expansion that came with Bo Rideshow, that came with Jason Voorhees, Leatherface, the Predator, and fucking Alien, the fucking Xenomorph. Which is actually fun to fight, because I actually ripped his fucking head off. But after I beat it, I played Mortal Kombat 11. I bought it the day it came out. I pre-ordered it and bought it the day it came out. Now, most people would not know that I'm actually the kind of guy who loves first-person shooters. I love playing Call of Duty. I also love the PS4 games like Uncharted. The PS games, the PlayStation games, like Uncharted, Uncharted 2, Uncharted 3, and hell, recently Uncharted 4 and Uncharted The Lost Legacy, which I heard there's a rumor that there's a Uncharted 5 coming out, which I hope they don't bring Nathan Drake out of retirement, because I think he's earned it. He's earned his fucking retirement. But I bought Mortal Kombat 11 for the Xbox One the day it came out in 2019. The one thing I actually liked about that game is the fucking realistic fatalities. And that's exactly what we're gonna get in this new Mortal Kombat movie. Yes, the director, Dennis McQuaid, has actually said that there will be fatalities in this fucking movie. And in the trailer, Shang Tsung, who is being played by a new actor, what's his name? Chin Han. Chin Han will be taking over the role of Shang Tsung in this. In the trailer, though, he says, "Finish them." And it shows multiple fatalities. It'll even show him Melina doing her signature licking of her fucking sigh. Which, by the way, is creepy and sexy at the same damn time. I wouldn't want to receive a blowjob from that bitch. But anyway. At the end, it shows Kano. Yeah, the guy playing Kano, Josh Lawson, holding the heart of Reptile. And, of course, him being a smartass, he says, "Kano wins." I fucking love that. And the trailer ends right there. Now, me being a damn good fan, being a damn fan of Mortal Kombat, well, the new generation of Mortal Kombat, but I do have respect for the OG Mortal Kombat, even though I never got to play it. Thing is, I gotta give it to this guy. I do believe this is his directorial debut. No, it's not. Simon McQuaid. That's his name, Simon McQuaid. I don't know where the hell I got Dennis from. So if you guys are listening to this after I finish recording, hope you know that I actually corrected myself on this. And yes, this is his feature directorial debut. So this will be his first movie, and so far, from the look of the trailer, Simon, I give you my props. I give you props on this. This is damn good. Hiroyuki Sanada, I hope you give Scorpion justice, even though most fans are not liking the way you said, "Get over here." I do believe you did your own spin on it. And of course, there's also the poster for the fucking movie on the Wikipedia page, or if you've seen it on Facebook. Now that's how you do a fucking movie poster. one side Scorpion, one side Sub-Zero. My favorite part, one of my favorite parts of the trailer was actually watching Bi-Han, the Sub-Zero in this movie, turn Scorpion's blood into a fucking knife and stab him with it. Now that was fucking cool. Like I said, I grew up in the post 3D Mortal Kombat world. I grew up in that when 3D gaming was starting to take its shape. Now I do, like I said, I do have respect for the original Mortal Kombat game, where the original villain was both fucking Goro and Shang Tsung. I have respect for that, and of course, with the world we're living in today, the cancel culture fucks are probably going to try and find something wrong with this fucking movie and get it fucking canceled. I hope those fuckers leave this goddamn movie alone. Because this is the Mortal Kombat movie us video game fans have been waiting for. Ever since the first Mortal Kombat movie came out in the fucking 90s, people have been interested in video game movies. Some video game movies have not done well, let alone fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog did very well. Lara Croft Tomb Raider, they did a reboot movie of the fucking reboot game, which they did that shit fucking justice. And let me just tell you this. I swear, I pray to God this movie doesn't fucking flop. I want this movie to actually be fucking good. Well, it may not be fucking Oscar contention, but those are saved for fucking dramatic fucking movies. Thanks a lot, you old assholes. But I do believe that this movie will be a damn good one. This probably be better than the original. Well, nothing can beat the original. I'm just saying that it's a damn good contender for best video game adaptation. Most people want to see this movie shine. Hell, if this goes right, let's just hope that this movie does well to actually boost off video game movies in general. Because hell, look at the video game movies we've had in the past. I mean, hell, look what they did to fucking Ratchet and Clank. The movie Ratchet and Clank. They actually did a fucking movie based on it. And then they released a fucking video game based on the movie, based on the fucking video game franchise, which makes no fucking sense. But Mortal Kombat's not the only video game movie we got coming out this year. We also got Uncharted. Yes, the Uncharted movie is finally being released. I'm marking out for it. Although, yes, it is also going to be an origin movie with Tom Holland. Yes, Spider-Man Tom Holland playing Nathan Drake. And, of course, fucking Mark Wahlberg playing Sully. But they'll be much younger. But anyway, other than that, I say Mortal Kombat is going to be one hell of a damn good movie based on the trailer. I watched the trailer breakdown, and to be honest with you, they actually said they were going to do the movie justice. And I want video game fans to give this movie a chance. Hell, I want them to give all video game movies a chance, but I want them to first give this one a chance. Don't fuck it up like y'all did with the other ones. Sure, they couldn't have gotten fucking Nathan Fillion for the Uncharted movie, but hey, we got Tom Holland. Yeah, they probably couldn't get the original actors from the Mortal Kombat movie to return, but this will be just as good. They're getting some good names to this movie. Like I said, New Line Cinema is producing it. It's because, well, mainly because New Line Cinema produced the original two, the first two Mortal Kombat movies. And of course, Warner Brothers is distributing the movie. Warner Brothers has a damn good track record. And to be honest with you, I wish Warner Brothers the best of luck with this. I want Mortal Kombat fans out there to give this movie a fucking chance. Whether you go see it in theaters or you watch it when it releases on HBO Max on the same damn day. Yes, it's going to be released on the same day it releases in theaters per the agreement with Warner Brothers and HBO Max. That being said, my final thought on this movie, after watching the trailer, my favorite part I actually marked out for it was the moment they actually showed fucking Goro in 3D, in the 3D animation. It's hard to do a 3D animated character for live action movies. Sometimes they mix together, sometimes they don't. The CGI looked fucking amazing, especially for the special effects they did with Sub-Zero's sword and his fucking ice shards hitting the road in the fucking trailer. And I hope, like I said, this movie doesn't flop. The fans have been asking for it. The fans are finally going to get what they want. An R-rated Mortal Kombat movie. And I hope you guys enjoy the fucking movie when it comes out on April 16th. And my apologies to the director of the movie. I got your first name wrong. I thought your name first name was Dennis, because they didn't say your name in the fucking trailer until I just now looked it up. Your name's Simon. I'm sorry. And to the fans who listen to this, I got it right in the end. Please forgive me. Please don't badmouth me. Don't stop listening. And now to finish this episode, I am the Alpha Dog AJ Laster. I appreciate you listening to this episode here. I want you to go see Mortal Kombat when it hits theaters in April. I want you to go see Uncharted when it hits theaters during the summer. Or watch it on HBO Max, whichever one you prefer. I hope everybody's enjoying this snow day here in the South and everywhere else. Stay safe. Don't get out there unless you necessarily have to, or else you'll suffer a fatality worse than the ones in Mortal Kombat. And I don't mean just death, and I also mean fatality for your fucking vehicle too. That being said, fatality. Alpha Dog wins. The Alpha Dog wins. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this very special episode. I hope to see you guys in the next episode too. Hope to hear you guys. Listen to the show on Spotify, on any podcast platform. Follow me on Twitter at AlphaDog131. Follow me on Instagram under the same name. AlphaDog131. Follow the page for the show. It's still under Anything Goes. I'm trying to get it changed. Message me with your ideas. Or find me on Facebook at David Laster. Hell, if you're on TikTok, yes, the video sharing app TikTok, I suggest you follow me on there too. I'm still under the name at AlphaDog131. I will give you guys an update on when the next episode will air. And if I have any TikTok followers who listen to this, follow me on TikTok. If you're still following me on TikTok, listen to this show. I do try to have fun, but I also get serious at some points, and I hope you guys will enjoy it as well as my listeners do. That being said, it's time for me to end this. It's time for me to finish this episode. I will see you guys later. Bye, everybody. Peace.